You're listening to the ICIS Chemicals podcast, covering the orthozyme to plasticizers value chain. I'm Nick Cleave, covering OX, and I'm joined by Anne-Sophie Bryant-Vigela, covering PA, and Nicole Simpson, covering plasticizers. Upstream on the OX market, right now supply is still balanced to tight. There's still some pressure on availability, but there isn't the same tightness as seen earlier this year. Demand is good, again, not as strong as earlier this year, but it stayed healthy, driven by downstream consumption of PA and plasticizers. The two sort of key influences on pricing recently have been crude oil and, of course, the supply and demand balance. And though supply and demand has eased a bit compared with earlier this year, crude oil has been rising. So right now, crude is the highest it's been since January 2020 and looks to be firming further, putting upwards pressure despite the eased availability issues compared with earlier this year. So Anne-Sophie, so from players I've spoken to on the OX side, PA seems to be quite healthy and that downstream demand has really been driving the OX market. Is that how you're seeing it from PA players?
Hi, Nick. Absolutely. I think we have been seeing very healthy demand since January this year. And as we move on to the second half of June, we continue to see very, very healthy demand. Obviously, there's always the hesitation as to whether some of that is also linked to the supply issues that we have on the market. We do have a European major coming back more slowly than anticipated originally to the market, generally speaking, in June. And we also have a heavy season of turnarounds coming up in August this year. Having said that, so supply has been an issue also, well, not only because of OX. I suppose naphthalene has been, well, procurement of naphthalene upstream has also been an issue for the market, particularly impacting the Eastern European side of the market. So we also see a lack of imports, which we've seen, well, more or less since the beginning of this year, less coming out of Northeast Asia on PA, which is also supporting this firming of spot prices. I think another element that we're seeing in terms of pricing on the spot market is the emphasis in Q4 last year after the pandemic from producers to move a lot of their volumes under contract. We're currently seeing, you know, a very strong uptick in spot prices, both on liquid and flake. The big question right now is demand really going to hold so strongly from the plasticizer side of things until the end of the year, or at least until September, as most buyers on the market seem to believe as of May, June this year. I think on the UPR front, things are looking very, very strong, very strong demand from that sector. In fact, some of the UPR players would like to ask for more. The demand is there for more, but they're a bit restrained by other raw materials. But yes, so the big question mark for us is plasticizers. So that leads me to ask a little bit more from our plasticizer specialist, Nicole Simpson.
Hi. So plasticizers demand is overall fairly healthy. However, demand has fallen off compared to April when it was really strong. I don't think PA is a major factor in causing demand to soften. I think one of the main causes is that PVC is very short and a lot of buyers are not willing to secure plasticizer material when it is at extremely high prices, when they can't secure every raw material they need. There's still strong pull from the construction industry and healthy demand from the automotive industry. However, there are still ongoing fears that microchip shortages could lead to a reduction in buying interest. Also, for DOTP, there are really strong imports right now from East Asia and from Turkey, and they are continuing to arrive, meaning that local producers are seeing less extreme demand. I think also really high prices are just overall encouraging buyers to be hand to mouth when they're securing material. PA in the past few weeks, there was fears that it was limiting local production, but I think those fears have largely subsided now.
Thanks, Nicole, and thanks, Anne-Sophie. For more information on these markets, please go to icis.com.